Okay, so good afternoon. We now have the English session. We have three speakers, Camelia Marin Festival and Peter Zoller. Camelia Marin from Soteria International and Terry Ball from CAP, the Association for the Freedom of Conscience. And Peter Zoller from 4F Europe is the Secretary General of the Association. Terry is Director of this NGO, and Camelia is Project Coordinator of the NGO Soteria International. Soteria International and CAP are part of FOB, so their associations are part of our federation. 4F is not part of FOB, but we have been in touch with Peter for so many years, so we meet everywhere, wherever we go around the world, we find each other there. So, let's start with Camelia Marin. Her presentation title is Freedom of Religion and Belief, Sharing and Perspectives. Please, Camelia.
Thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure for us to be here. I just want to mention, those who doesn't understand English, we have the printed material in Italian. You can have it and you can follow my speech. Soteria International members are very happy that our organization is part of European Federation for Freedom of Belief from the founding of it. We have already enjoyed several campaigns together as participating and organizing OSCE events and other conferences and reports. Soteria International considers that it has a great importance, the international collaboration and sharing of perspectives and experiences, expertise and models for solutions. Soteria International was founded in 2007 to meet the increased need for protecting and highlighting human rights violations due to misunderstandings of spiritual practice. The growing number of people adapting a spiritual perspective on life often meets a resistant misunderstanding in the society of the newly emerging values and principles, and in some cases leads to governmental and institutional intolerance and spiritual xenophobia towards new spiritual and religious movements. Soteria International aims at re-establishing a constructive dialogue between state and social actors together with spiritual practitioners in order to decrease the gap of misunderstanding and to stop the abuses of human rights that resulted from it. Soteria International takes active part in civil society at political and social level to promote the integration of spiritual principles in the decision for the future. The organization also reaches and acts within the judiciary, social, and political fields on cases of human rights violations related to spiritual practice. The main office is situated in Copenhagen and handles international conferences and forums as well as legal cases. Soteria International sustains a deeper understanding and a broader perspective on the freedom of conscience and belief, and aims towards acknowledgement that spirituality cannot be regarded as a separate practice, but is rather integrated in all individual and social activities. People and organizations with sincere spiritual intentions should enjoy the same respect and social protection as traditional religious practices. Soteria International is accredited in the European Parliament and actively works to promote spiritual perspectives in political solutions. The membership in Soteria International is open to all individuals and organizations working in the same line of thought. Currently, our organization is represented in Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Germany, Belgium, England, Romania, Israel, and Italy. Representatives of religious minorities and human rights activists bring on the agenda issues and challenges of the path towards multiculturalism, religious pluralism, and dignifying consideration for religious and spiritual beliefs. Discrimination, marginalization, stigmatization, incitement to hate, lack of official recognition, are some of the critical issues reported by the civil society. For several years, Soteria International presents to the officials discrimination cases of spiritual movements. Analyses of the particular cases show general similarities and certain patterns. The responsibility for national and international institutions to address these general and structural discriminations are of paramount importance for the true implementation of the fundamental freedoms. Soteria International many times advocates for the outcast of religious, the so-called sects. A sect is who we all consider strange and subversive, without feeling obliged to actually know anything about them. What is a sect here today may well be normal in another place or time. Jesus, Mohammed, and Luther were all persecuted as sect leaders. We may well conclude that the arbitrary use of the term sect illustrates a general lack of insight, substantial discourse, and personal experiences in the field of spiritual life. It represents an outside perspective of fear and lack of recognition. The term is in itself discriminatory, aiming only to marginalize an unfamiliar phenomenon. We recognize this way of social and medial use of derogative language as part of public discrimination and marginalization that we are generally not yet aware of. From recent history, we remember derogative terms for people of other culture or race. The same examples have shown that information and insight can be successful weapons to combat such generalized discriminations. Today, we have specific campaigns against anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Christianism. Still, the core issue is not about protecting any specific religious group, but to stop the general ignorance and fear regarding religion and the role of spirituality in human life. Today, the inner human spiritual drive is met either by secular denial or dogmatic religious denial. Both cultivate religious intolerance, ignorance, and fear, leading to discrimination and hate crimes. As in Italy, also in Denmark, we meet the democratic challenge of anti-sect movements. It was not by the powerful and well-known Fekris, but a Christian group called the Dialogue Center. For a period, the Dialogue Center managed to position themselves as experts when it came to associations of faith and belief, even if their agenda was to advocate fear of the unfamiliar and new. While given more public attention, their methods, hidden agenda and spreading of false and biased information triggered criticism from scholars and the civil society actors. In lack of any good response, the Dialogue Center lost its position, funding, and eventually had to close down in Denmark, moving their activities in Ireland. Soteria International finds that religion and interfaith is not a problem between those who truly practice their spiritual path. In the numerous interfaith meetings that we have attended, we always find brotherhood and common understanding. In the political sphere, we are used to be presented a clash between Christian, Jews, and Muslim interests. For example, 2 weeks ago, as so many other times before, we participated to a meeting named Salam Shalom. There is no conflict between people of different faith. There are conflicts between different profane interests, financial interests, geopolitical, etc., taking the religious identity hostage. If we truly want to work for religious freedom, we must also counteract this propagation in the public sphere of religion being the core of these conflicts. In the end, we seem to have conflict between the conservative forces immanent in society that fear the new and a new public interest in other ways to express innate human spirituality. We seem to have conflicts between profane interests taking religious identity as hostage rather than between authentic spiritual practitioners. Very little time and resources are invested in questions related to freedom of religion and belief as such. We hope and aspire that hope to be part of filling this gap in the public discourse. Thank you very much for your attention.